Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
Good evening and welcome to Talk Radio. I am your host here at New Age Guild Radio. This is Angel, the belly dancing medium, and I'm here tonight to bring you a wonderful show with my special guest, Laura Lynn. She's coming to us from, I don't have where she's calling from, and I'm hoping everybody can hear me because we have some more technical issues this evening. Just double checking, trying to make sure I've got my guest online. So if you'll just give me 1 second to double check for her line so I can get Laura on the phone. All right. So once again, this is Angel. I am dialing in here live on a New Age Guild Radio. Our guest this evening is a fabulous practitioner that comes to us, speaking of angels in mediumship, and I can't find her here on the radio. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to take a caller to make sure everybody can hear me. So I'm just going to take the next caller. Good evening. You're on the air. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Liz.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
And who am I speaking to?
Liz, L-I-Z.
Hi, Liz. How are you this evening?
Okay.
So I would have Laura Lynn Angel Ray on the line. I'm waiting for her to call in. But I wanted to make sure everybody could hear me because we did have some technical issues. So I'm waiting for Laura Lynn to call in. What can we do for you this evening? What are you calling for tonight?
Relationship question.
You have a relationship question? Okay, well,
yes.
What is the question?
I'm trying to figure out if it's still together, so to speak.
You're trying to figure out if you guys are still together?
Right. I mean, if he's on the same level. Because it's been a little...
Okay, get it. What's the individual's name?
Jim.
Okay, so you're wanting to know if you and Jim are on the same, are still in a space together. And as I look at your energy, just what I'm getting right off the bat is that you are that you guys are going through a phase where you're kind of moving off into different directions. Doesn't mean necessarily that you are not in the same space, but you guys are both kind of trying to figure out what there is to do right now for both of you, and it seems to be really affecting your process more than it's affecting his process. What I would like to encourage you to do, because it doesn't feel like it's a simple answer for you, because it's not just about what you guys are still together. It's about you guys both having to kind of process and fix some things. And he's got some stuff going on in his life that you need to be kind of away from him while he's going through it. So it's a little complicated, as they would say. So I hate to answer questions like this on the radio only because it's not as simple as that for you. And it feels like you've got some soul work to do around this for your own progress forward. And he's got some stuff to do for his own progress as well. I'm going to invite you to kind of hang on. Maybe Laura can also give you some information. But I also would encourage you to, jump on the website there and, you can go to my website, bellydancingmedium.com, or you can go to the New Age Guild and follow that website. So you can get on the mailing list so we can get you engaged with some of the newsletters and some of the rare information that might help you. But it feels like this is a balancing, like a chakra balancing process that can help you according to this. I know that's not a lot, but again, the big message I have for you is that it's a little complicated, your process and what's going on here. I don't know if that helps you.
Yes.
All righty. Well, I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold here and see if we can't get Laura on the line. All righty, guys. So, and this is Angel, the belly dancing medium here at Spirit Talk Wheel. I am trying to connect with Laura Lynn, and Laura Lynn is an angel reader that comes to us with her focus on, it looks like she likes to do spiritual angel readings, and she does a lot of relationship stuff, so I'm trying to catch her so I can get her on the phone, because I think our last caller could really use, you know, even more information. Relationships are tough, guys. Relationships are tough over the air when they're, you know, when we got the whole it's complicated message, because it's not as simple as, is this person, you know, are we on the same page? Is this going to work? It really can sometimes have to do with you are going through a lesson phase, they're going through a lesson phase, and both of you guys having to go through your stuff together. So that can be very, very complicated, and the complication is not always what we want to hear. But stay here. I'm going to give her one more chance to get Laura on the phone. And if we can get her on the phone, we will let her give her information and let her answer the questions that are pending. Otherwise, we'll just she's asking me a question. Hold on one second. Hold on. Okay. So I think I'm getting her right now. So we got technology happening, and technology can be great, and it can sometimes be not so great. So I think we almost got her. I just need to know the number you're calling in from, Laura, so I can pick you up on the line. So I think I have her. I think she's listening. So if you're listening, Laura, if you could confirm the phone number you're calling in for me so I can pick you up, because you have quite a few listeners here that have dialed in, and I don't know which one is you. So I just need the phone number that you're calling in from so I know which one is you, and I'll be able to get you on the line. So just waiting for her to confirm. Yeah, I don't have that phone number listed. That is not a number that I see on the chart here. So let me try one more thing. See if I can't pull you up. I do not see you called in. So I'm going to go ahead and try one more thing. So I'm going to put everybody on hold. I might have to dial back in because I think we're having some more difficulties. So hold on, everybody. Okay, let's see if this is working now. Good evening. Who am I talking to?
Hello?
Hello, who am I talking to?
Oh, hold on one second. I'm so sorry.
That's
you
okay.
Caught
I'm
me
just,
a little watch
I'm...
in my hands. my name is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm still trying to get Laura on the phone. It looks like we're having issues with the connection tonight. We may have to reschedule for another evening. We seem to be having some technical issues with Blog Talk this evening for some reason.
Uh-huh.
I'm not quite sure why that is. I think I may have solved it, though. Hold on. I think I may have solved the problem. So if I solve the problem, we should be good to go. And if I didn't, we may have to reschedule this for another time. So let's see if we've got this. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can
Hello?
You hear me?
I can hear
okay,
you.
Perfect. You can hear me? So hold on a second, all right? Okay, Laura, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
This Laura?
Right here, you mean?
Are you on the phone with me now, Laura? Can you hear me? Hello?
Are you talking to me?
Who am I talking to?
My name is Jill.
Okay, I've got the wrong person. Then I'm not talking. I was trying to reach Laura. So hold on. Okay, so I'm going to try this next line. If I can't get you on the phone on this line, then we may have to do this another night because we're having some technical difficulties tonight that I can't explain about now. Is that you, Laura?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Is this Laura?
This is Laura Lynn.
Oh, my God, Laura, this is pretty crazy. We had a really crazy time trying to get you on. I know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure
I've been on hold for... Well, you know
how we're going to have to bring you back on another time when we don't have difficulties like this. But I find sometimes it just happens that way because you have something powerful to say and it's just too powerful for words. So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to let you tell everybody just a little bit about yourself. Laura, you got a ton of people online and I'd like them to experience you. So what I'd like to do is tell them a little bit about yourself. I'm going to let you take some calls and then I'm going to set up a day for you to come back on so we can really experience you the right way. Because of all the difficulties we've had, we've never had it like this. So you must be one powerful beast to mess my systems all up like this. How are you doing tonight, Laura?
I am so good. I've been on hold. I'm like, hello, hello, I'm here. It's been so.
Yeah,
it's been
I feel like I'm talking to people. I am so glad that I was able to get you on. So I don't even understand what's going on with the system, but it's not for me to understand. It is just for me to facilitate. So I'm going to give you like 2 minutes to just kind of tell them a little about yourself, and then I'm going to see if we can't get through some of these callers because you do have a couple of calls. So like Laura and I were commiserating a little bit electronically earlier this evening, and she didn't realize that we were on Pacific time. And she said, I don't know if I'm going to have anybody call in. It's so late. We've got about 20 people on hold right now waiting to talk to you. So
okay.
I want to make sure you have an opportunity to connect with some of those people. So tell the people a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a psychic medium. I have been doing this for about 15 years, a little bit over 15 years, and it's been an exciting journey, but I did start seeing spirits when I was just a little one, about 3 years old, was when I started seeing angels in the corner of my bedroom, and it just kind of was such a wonderful experience, you know, just exhilarating back then, and it seems to be still an exhilarating. I still get surprised by seeing angels. It still excites me that much. Like I'm go back to when I was a 3 year old. So this makes me laugh, and it's exciting. And I feel like everybody has these beautiful, powerful beings with them, and I love sharing what I pick up. So that's what I do.
Well, that is awesome. I would like for you to have an opportunity to chat with some of the people that have been on hold for goodness knows how long. So I'm going to start with our first caller here. Good evening. You're on the air with Laura. Who are you?
Hello?
That's some loud feedback there.
That's going to come back. I don't know what's going on that line. Good evening. You're on the air with Laura. Who are we speaking to? Hello,
Stacy.
Hello,
Michelle.
Okay. Go to the next person. Good evening. You're on the air with Laura. Who are we speaking to?
Stacy. It seems like there's getting some.
Hello.
Is there some feedback?
Christy? What is? Can you repeat your first name, please? Hello.
Losing.
Can you hear her, Laura? Somebody's trying to talk to you. I can't catch the first name.
I know. It's really interesting. It's either Christy or Stacy. I can barely hear them. I think we're having some major technical issues.
Yeah, we're having all kinds of fun. I'm going to try one more time. We might have to just come and do this again. I'm going to try one more caller. Good evening. You're on the air with Laura. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, Laura. My name's Patty.
Well, hi, Patty. You know what? We finally got somebody I can hear.
I hear all the feedback, but I'm not catching everybody.
Right, yes. Did you have a question, Patty?
I did. I have several issues that's going to be very important. They just came to me, and I'm going to have to deal with them. So I'm wondering if Laura can see anything that can help.
Oh, gosh,
me.
Angel, I didn't mean to take over there like that. I just got so excited that
no,
we can hear
somebody. No, she's calling in. This is supposed to be for you. She's calling in to talk to you. You do your thing.
Okay, honey. All right, Patty. So I do have, I do work with angel cards, and I just placed a few out here right when we could actually hear you. And there's three things that I picked up here. There's, I think of the cards as like 10% of the reading. 90% of it comes from your soul energy through your spirit guides, angels, and loved ones. I just use these for some inspiration. But there is a lot of challenge for, I would say transformation on the root chakra and the root level, which represents a lot of times home or work or both. And are you working? Are you going to be changing your jobs, or has that been a kind of a, oh gosh, a challenge for you here recently?
No, I'm retired. Yes.
Oh, you are retired. Okay. Because
I do
have financial. I have what's called Fortunata. The card is reversed. Now, reversals by itself doesn't mean negative, but it can mean, you know, represent that there's some challenges in that area of your life. And then what I do is I cross over, and they're talking about how transferring energy. Now, that could be that you're going to be, money is energy. It's energy in itself. So it could be that you're going to be either giving some money away or sharing. But that may not even have been your question. I just put some cards out here, and I was just looking at it, and that was where I got the most heat from. But let's go ahead with your questions on what your issues are.
Well, one of the issues is going to revolve around money. It's a company that had done wrongly with their investors, and they've been turned in. And so that's one of the questions, is how that's going to come.
Okay. All right. So with that, okay. So with that, let's go back there. Fortunata is an angel that works with money on many, many different levels. Some of it's our financial, our ministry, our cause. Some of it's how we give money away to other causes out there, such as churches or whatever, you know, wherever you give a tithe, or wherever you feel your charities should go. And then another one is judgment or justice. And so there's another angel named Metatron that works in or couples with Fortunata. So when Fortunata is there on a reverse, it does mean challenge working through. I cross the card here, and what I'm getting is that there was money given away, meaning releasing. But then when I cross again, what I'm picking up here is about 6 to 7 months, there will be money coming back. So what it means to me, and how I'm translating this, is you needed to either, did you get a lawyer? Are you working with a lawyer?
Yes, it was such a big case that the lawyer didn't have the time to do it. So it has been turned in, though, to FINRA.
Okay, good. I'm getting
a federal group.
Okay, good. So I'm getting about 6 to 7 months from now. It's taking time, and, you know, these things just sometimes do take time. But I am that you will be receiving monies back 6 to 7 months from now is what I'm capturing. So it's going to take some time, but it will be in your favor is what I'm getting.
Okay.
So I hope that's helpful.
It is. The other issue is quite an issue over a death, and it's a big issue. Do you see anything in that problem?
Okay. And I'm assuming this was an unexpected passing?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm getting a lot of impact across this, like right over the chest wall. And it goes all the way to the abdominal wall. Does that make any sense? Like a crushing feeling in the center?
Yes.
Okay. And if you can just share with me, now everything went very dark, very fast, but then the soul recovered quickly, meaning that it's not like the pain lingered on. It's not like the soul took the pain into the heaven sphere. But I'm kind of under assumption here that this was either a very, very, very serious accident or this was a murder because of the way that everything just went black. Am I correct there on one of those?
Yes.
Okay.
You're correct.
Okay. At this point, if you could just share with me what happened, and then I can share with you what I'm picking up from there.
I believe there was a poisoning.
Okay.
And it's been covered up.
Okay, and that makes sense. What you just said just makes a lot of sense from what I had felt, because that pressure inside through poisoning oftentimes causes that bloating, the gas, all that stuff. It bloats up and it can be very uncomfortable. And then when the person went to sleep, let's call it sleep, everything turning black, but then the pain dissipating. Now, is this a male?
It was a male, yes.
Okay. What I'm getting from the description of what I'm picking up, I'm pretty confident, too, that it could have been a poisoning. And what I'm also getting is that, was there a female, to your knowledge, behind this?
Yes.
Okay. That's about as good as we're going to get at this point, as far as what I know, other than I do feel confident that this soul is in comfort right now. I'm not saying that the soul's happy to be, you know, he wasn't ready to be in the heaven sphere, but he is comfortable and he knows in his heart of hearts that justice will play out the way it's supposed to. And even if it doesn't happen this lifetime, it will happen again, you know, eventually. He knows that. So he's pretty comfortable and confident that it will play out and he's not, let's call it, stuck in that anguish. Okay, sweetie. So
okay.
I just want you to know, I mean, we can go further and I can try to get more, but I would really need to do a whole card layout for that. And for this interest, so we can get to other callers, I would like to just say this, that he wants you to know that he is okay, that he really is okay. Okay?
Okay.
Right. That's really great. Laura, can you give her some information and the rest of the listeners on how they could reach out if they wanted to connect with you outside of the radio program?
Yeah, certainly. My website is angelreader.net. And my phone number is 330-618-7428. And what you can do is just schedule right on my website, and I call you right at the time listed.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Laura.
Thanks for calling
in. You're welcome. God bless, honey.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. That was really cool. I really liked how you kind of broke down some things. It's really interesting, the process around how she identified that there was something happening in the background to her physically. How do you see stuff like that in terms of, you know, looking at the angelic energy?
Well, what happens is when I'm tapping into the person, I'm speaking to their spirit guides, angels, and loved ones. And there is almost like a conversation going on in my head. So I'm hearing, feeling, knowing, and working through all these senses at the same time. And when I'm able to, like, walk into the spirit, the soul of the person, when I was describing what I was feeling from their last moments before they passed on, I'm simply like stepping into their soul for a second and looking at it like a movie screen, like their own soul remembrance. And it just kind of comes through very rapidly. And then I just pull back and then explain what I'm seeing and feeling. And then once I know that I'm who I am, that I am indeed corresponding with who they're wanting to correspond with, then I go into the message.
Wow. That's really
really super cool. So I'm going to take you on to our next caller, all these wonderful people who have been patiently holding. Good evening. You're on the air with Laura. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, this is Adam.
And your
Who's
name
that?
Again?
My name is Adam.
Hello there. How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you. Is this Dorina's son?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
When you said your name, in your voice sounded very familiar. I thought, well, thank you for calling in. Did you have a question?
I did. I just roughly wanted to know what you saw for me in Korea.
Okay. Well, let me just push out a few cards here. And it looks like you're working now, correct?
Correct.
Okay. It's been like about 6 months here that you've been like feeling like you hit a wall, it looks like, because I got I'm pushing out by the month here, and I'm about 6 months past. I got it's called the closed shore card. I'm using nature cards.
Yes.
So about 6 months ago, you got to that point where you're like, you know what? I've been promised stuff, but it's just not coming, and just like, wow, it's time. I got to do something, but it's so hard to make that transition because it's like, you know, you keep waiting for something, right? So what I'm getting here is go ahead and put out those resumes. I almost would have somebody look over your resume and see if you really got the skills on there, because I feel like you have more than you're admitting to on your resume. So maybe polish it up a little bit and put them out there. Seriously, put them out there, because I have that you – could be in 2 to 3 months, you could be making more money and much happier. And
yeah.
So I would say it's time for a change. And I don't say that like, you know, it's just not one of those things I say lightly, because it's not like jobs are everywhere, and it's hard to make a transition of a work. But on your case, from what I'm picking up here, I feel like that you really, you've learned everything you can at this place, and it's time for the next level.
Yeah, that's exactly how I'm feeling. I recently just gave my resume to sort of like a family friend, and they hold up a manager position in a company that I'd like to work for. So I personally gave it to them. So
let me get my pendulum here and let's see what we got here. Okay.
All right.
It looks very favorable, but it's not going to be just hold out. It's going to take some time. I would still put more resumes. It's nice to have options, but they're saying 2 to 3 months. So it's going to take time. It's not going to be something super fast. But that does look like they'll come through, and I feel like you'd be happy there. I feel like it would be more like a family atmosphere.
Yeah,
and
of course.
Like a closer knit, like a soul group. That would be so good for you. It's like, because you're very creative, and what's happened here is that the place that you've been at has kind of stifled that, and this will give you more open source to so you can do your groovy stuff and get going with it, enjoying it again. You'll be great.
Great. Thank you so much. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome. God bless you.
You as
that
well.
Was
thank
really
you.
Awesome. Bye-bye. God bless you. Have a good evening. That was really
you
good.
Well.
That was really good. So I hear you, laying your cards down. Do you have a specific deck that you prefer, or do you have multiple decks? I do angel readings, too, from time to time, and I find that there's so many decks out there.
I have probably 50 decks. I just go with what feels right. For him, it was the nature cards. The lady gal before was I used some angel cards. But I use multiple I even have a couple decks of my own that I made. So, you know, it's just whatever feels right. And sometimes I don't even use cards. I just listen to spirit. I just kind of follow whatever my heart sings to.
That's really super cool. And the decks are fun to work with because I think people tend to enjoy watching the cards kind of flow. And so what I'm hearing is you've got the cards, but you're a medium, right? So it's like
They're kind of like the start of the story, you know, and I trust whatever comes through, you know, down as a symbol, and then I just kind of take it from there. So, yeah. And when I am seeing like one-on-one, I'm going to have the cards all over the table. It tells the story, and I share with them, I explain, and then they end up, a lot of times they'll take pictures of the cards, and, you know, it's pretty fun. I'm really a big believer in oracle cards. I love tarot too, but it gets a little too, it's almost, I don't know. There's almost a dogma to tarot where oracles is fun. It's kind of you just kind of flow with it and whimsical almost.
Oh, absolutely. I understand. I'm going to take the next caller here. Some of these people have been waiting a long time. Good evening. You're on the air with Laura. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, this is Miranda.
Hi, Miranda. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, Laura. Thank you for taking my call. So I am exploring two possible volunteer positions, and I just want to really make the right decision. One seems to be slower than the other, and one is moving much faster, and so I'm pursuing that first because just like the momentum seems to be there. And I was just wondering if that's going to be a good fit.
Well, first of all, let's hear about these. I love it that you're calling about volunteer positions. Every time we put our good energy out there, it's not only just so giving and wonderful to do it, but the angels will bless that and bring back some wonderful energy to you. What are these positions that you're looking at?
It's basically I would be providing support services, like almost like of a counselor. I do have a background, in clinical social work, but I just thought I would get my feet wet just by volunteering. I've been volunteering for many years, and but this seems to be different for some reason. Like I'm much more serious and at a point where I can really delve into it much more than I have in the past. And I'm actually geared towards more grief work and providing support services to families, and that would... be with the position that I'm sort of. Yeah, yeah. I just resonate with that. Yeah. So I was just wondering between number one, which is going slow, and number two, which seems to be, with more momentum and actually happening, like steps are being followed.
Here's the interesting thing that I'm seeing with it is that it's actually going to be both eventually. I feel like you're going to be working with number two for a long time too, for maybe a year and a half. But then number one is going to be wanting your services from time to time. So eventually, I believe you're going to be working with both. And
interesting.
And not a lot, they're not going to like super soak your time or anything, but enough that it's good experience. Excuse me. Sorry about that.
No worries. Are you okay?
Yes. I had a sip of water in it. So we got it. We're good.
Okay.
So they're not going to super soak your energy, but the second one is going to be very interesting to work with eventually. And so is this going to be like at a hospice center?
It's a hospital setting, the one I'm pursuing currently, the one that seems to be moving faster than the other, than number one. I was just drawn to number one just because it was a smaller setting and not like a big hospital facility where I could possibly get lost in the, you know, bureaucracy.
Okay.
So they both would have pros and cons, I'm sure. But like I said, number one was going so slow. I just thought, okay, fine, maybe I'm supposed to just go ahead with number two and... and just take it from there.
Yeah,
but
I would actually.
But you're seeing, eventually both.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, both of them will eventually be. You'll be working with them in some capacity, and you know what the interesting thing is that one of them's eventually going to pick you up, and I feel like even though you're maybe not even expecting this or looking for this right now, one of them is going to pick you up professionally so that you're getting paid eventually. So,
do you see which one? Do you get any sense
number one it is? Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah, I'm reading it. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm saying to go ahead and do this, pick up that second position that's moving faster. It's going to be good to have that experience, and it'll be good on the resume. But number one will eventually get some volunteer time from you and then say, you know what, this is a good fit.
Oh,
so
sounds good.
It seems like a nice, intimate setting, and just really comforting is what I'm getting from the number one position. And I feel like you would really feel just a welcoming feeling there. But I'm not seeing it for quite some time. So let's say it takes a year and a half. Well, you're working with the other place. It gives you some experience to get you back in there. So, definitely pursue it.
Okay.
That's really
cool.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
And have a good evening. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless
thank you.
You.
So, Laura, one more time, or probably not one more time, let the folks know how to get in touch with you, because I'm playing on your website right now as I talk to you, and I see you've got some really cool stuff going on your website, and it's really interesting to see all the cool things that you have. So if you could give them how to get in touch with you on the internet, you know, what kinds of things do you suggest they do if they want an answer to a question, if they are unable to connect with you tonight? That would be of service, because you've got a whole lot of really great offerings going on your website.
Oh, thank you. Angelreader.net is my website. I do have summer specials going on right now where I have, I think it's 30 minutes is $80, which that was like going back in 1990 prices. But I knew... I moved to a simpler place, and I'm passing on the savings. So, I do have a couple specials on there for this summer, and it's again angelreader.net, and you can self schedule. And I think I'm freed up by this Tuesday. You could be talking to me. So yeah, and then if you call me. It's going to take a little bit more time for me to get back, but it's 330-618-7428.
7428. And you also have your Facebook and your email and everything on there, because I believe it's 4 dark in the morning where you're at. So getting a reading right now probably is not probably the most ideal scenario. But I'm going to go ahead and take it. Take another caller. Good evening. You're on the air with Laura. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, my name is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. How are you tonight?
I'm doing okay. I was wondering if you see me getting a little job while I try to get my opportunity off the ground. Do you see me do anything, or will I just be working on this opportunity until something breaks?
Okay. I'm getting, actually, are you starting your own business? Because I got the entrepreneur colors all around you.
I'm doing a couple of things, like two things that are actually, like, you know, directly into my pocket. And then there's one thing where I'm going through a major company, and I'd be working and being trained underneath them, but still I'd be kind of on my own, basically, you know, work from home, but still underneath their direct supervision. So it's a couple of things where, that I'm trying to get off where I guess it's primarily me by myself. I guess you'd say that. So.
Okay. Or I guess self-starting. So anyhow, I'm getting that you're going to be working within 6 weeks. You're saying a little job, though, because I'm getting full time.
Are you
it don't matter as long as I start getting some money while I handle my business with this. Well,
okay.
I mean, yeah, I would like a little part-time job. It's fine, you know, that'd be okay. It's comfortable. But if full-time, that's better because I'm not really doing anything anyhow, and that's more money in my pocket. So either way, that's fine with me.
Okay, good. Yeah. Because I am getting that you're going to have more, like full-time or more, a little bit more than full-time coming up here in about 6 weeks. So,
okay.
And so it's not, you're right around the corner here, and it's gonna work out good for you. I can't say that it's not going to be without challenges, though. I'm going to say this little bit of warning. Stick with it for 3 months. You're going to be, like, pulling your hair out at first, trying to figure all this out. There's just, new things that you're going to be trying to, complications with software and things like that. Stick with it. After about at your 3 month mark, you're going to be so grateful you stuck with it, because then it's going to just flow, and it's going to it's going to be so much fun then. So
okay,
just stick
did I
it
already
out,
apply
okay?
for this job then? Or
I am hearing yes. I'm hearing yes. So this is one of the jobs that you did apply for, and it's going to be coming, but it's going to take some time, and you're going to be hearing from them in about 2 weeks, and in about 6 weeks you'll be starting, and it is full time.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless. You too.
Giving readings with people, Lauren, people want to know the answers to things like right now, you know, like, can you tell me what time it's going to happen, what day it's going to happen, to the precise moment, the minute, the second, what it's going to look like, the box is going to come in. They want so much precision because they're so in need of answers, right? How do you get through that? Because, you know, time is a jealous beast, so to speak. It can be difficult, right? And it can be challenging for people, especially when they're not patient with what they want. How does that usually work for you when you do readings with people?
You know, I just don't make it an issue. This is what it is. This is what spirit's bringing through. And I just hold your horses, you know, timing happens as its perfect time. And even when I'm making I find that the spirits pretty much know when it's coming. And, you know, if there is I told her that I'm getting about 6 weeks. Well, if it ends up being 8 weeks, you know, there's something that held it back for some reason. And I just say there's our time and there's spirit time, and we just kind of have to just hang in there. So I just try not to make it a big issue. Us humans, we have to experience things the way it's supposed to on our journey. There's no getting around it, so we might as well just enjoy the ride, right?
Right. Amen to that. So we're coming close to an end to the time that we have for this evening's show, and I wanted to invite you to come back because, I'd like for people to really experience who you are and what you do, because I was very excited to get you on, and then the system did what it did, and it is what it is, but kind of like the way today was for the most part anyway, and I sent you a message, you know, asking you if you'd like to try to come on. I'm booked all the way through almost to September, but I would be happy to present a special show if it's something that you think that you'd be interested in doing, if you're available on the weekends, because I could probably do a Sunday morning time or pull up another time. So I don't know if you want to commit to that, if you want to look and see what your schedule is like and let me know so I can let the listeners know, because you have a lot of people that want to talk to you, and you got 4 minutes left in the show. So
we'll do a special show. That'll be a lot of fun. I really am enjoying this, and I'm sorry we had some, whatever that situation was, but there are major storms going on here. I don't know if any of that kind of caused some problems. We're having major weather issues over this way, so that might be part of it, but sure, that sounds like fun. We'll do that. Are you there? Holy cow, I lost you, didn't I? Well, if you're still there, I'm sorry, I can't hear you, but I'd like to say thank you for having me on tonight and like to thank the people who called in and the listeners, and I can't wait to hook up again.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Can you
hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Yes,
that was wild.
It kicked me off and brought me back on again, and so I'm just calling this a night of stuff, and I think that the whole message tonight is we just have to bring you back on another time so you get just more time. So if you're open to it, you know, I have a show. I do a Saturday morning show at 10, and that's booked this week. But I can either do a second show on Saturday, or I could do a Sunday morning show because we don't broadcast on Sunday mornings. It's all up to you. But I'd love it if we could, if your schedule, if you're able to say you can, what time works for you, if it's the time that'll work for me here. So the callers that are online now, because you've got about 12 callers here now waiting to talk to you, can know so they can call back. If you're open to doing that, we can do that, or you and I can communicate offline and do that. But I would definitely post it on the website and get you back on here, and I will call Blog Talk in the morning to make sure that our issues are resolved so that we don't have any more issues for your
right,
next show.
Now, I am, yes, that would be great. Now, I am booked up this whole weekend because I'm in Lilydale, New York this weekend.
Okay.
So this won't work, but I am available on the 23rd if you want to do that. For a Sunday, special Saturday,
22nd, I'm not available. The 23rd, I can do. Let's do 10 a.m. on the 23rd, which is a Sunday. I'm going to repost the show, and you guys can call in and talk to her. In the meantime, go ahead and reach out to Laura at angelreader.net, where you can contact her and take advantage of really super retro 90s pricing, super great deals. You guys should check in with her. And in the meantime, thank you so much for being patient. I know it's really late, and you're going to go and try to get some sleep tonight, Laura. We're going to go ahead and talk again in 2 weeks, and we will have a fun cup of coffee and tea and commiserate over what a weird, crazy night tonight was, and have a great show next time.
Thank you
for your patience. And I'm going to talk.
It's a pleasure meeting you, Angel. Thank you.
It was a pleasure. And I'm going to have pleasure meeting you again here in 2 weeks.
All
God
right.
Bless you, Laura.
Super.
And good night, everybody.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.